This is Module 11, Awareness, Your Power of Choice, and I Am Energy. We've been exploring the nuts and bolts of how we create the reality of our lives through our energy, and that our thoughts and words are actually energy containers. And we're learning how to rewrite our subconscious records, those neural pathways of belief that sabotage us. You're learning to recognize when you're living on autopilot and the subconscious is actually in charge of creating your reality. And when you discover you're on subconscious autopilot, you've learned the simple action steps to reclaim your power by choosing to consciously focus your manifesting energy to manifest what you want instead of what you don't want. Now, making that choice is a two-step process. Number one, you must know what the energy you wish to be in feels like and stay there as much as humanly possible. Number two is to recognize what it feels like when you get an energy leak and shift to a lower vibration. Now, an energy leak that shifts your vibration is any time we find ourselves in fear energy. Now, remember, we cannot be in love and fear energy at the same time. We're in one or the other, always. Now, when we get angry, worried, anxious, or overwhelmed, these experiences drain our love energy. Now, all experiences that hold less than love energy drain us till we choose to be a higher vibration of energy. And those less than love negative energy shifts are a staple in today's busy world. They can happen every day to some extent. And many times, if we don't stop the drain when it starts, more negative experiences are birthed, one after the other, manifested quickly by the power of the initial energy. Now, recognizing when the vibration of our love energy begins to drain is key to consciously making the choice to shift back to love or above energy. And remember, we live in a physical world where energy shifts and leaks are going to happen. So please don't beat yourself up or judge yourself. When you recognize that you're vibrating in a less than love energy, accept that your energy is less than love. Just accept it. And then on the heels of that acceptance, accept that you have the power to create a higher outcome. And then simply choose to be a higher vibration and use your support tools to get you there. Again, the key is to become aware when it happens. Now, I know you may be thinking, but when something happens that hurts you or makes you angry, or you get blindsided by an experience of adversity, those feelings are powerful and not easy to brush aside. Well, yes, you're absolutely right. These feelings are powerful, but you don't want to manifest more of that awful energy. And that's all the more reason you want to process through the energy of those experiences quickly to get back to love or above energy, even when nothing has changed and there's no change in sight. I remember when Jesse was little, something happened that really upset me. And I made the statement, every time I think about whatever it was, I get really mad all over again. And Jessie quickly responded with her little girl deductive reasoning, then why do you keep thinking about it? Out of the mouth of babes, right? Well, to stop feeling that uncomfortable energy, we want to process through it, not bury it in the subconscious. And here are some simple action steps to process through that energy. One, accept that the situation that upset you has really happened. And acceptance does not mean you're in agreement. Number two, accept your power to create a higher outcome. And number three, look at the energy and identify why you're upset. And here are three examples. Is the energy you're feeling irrationally out of proportion to what happened? Which means that you're being triggered by a hidden subconscious belief. And if so, follow the breadcrumbs of the energy to where it was birthed and process through it. Or, does the situation warrant forgiveness of the event and or other person involved, or yourself? Remember, forgiveness is the gift that you give yourself and does not condone the behavior of others. Forgiveness heals the pain within you. Or, did the universe send this experience to you to give you the opportunity to set a boundary? So listen closely to this, because I really want you to understand and remember this. When something happens in our lives that really upsets us, the surprise of that experience only lasts a few seconds. Once that initial surprise is over, then we have the opportunity to choose whether we're going to stay in that angry, hurt, or overwhelmed energy or not. But it will require consciously making the choice. This is when we get to choose to take the action steps to process through the energy and overcome feeling upset to then create a higher outcome. Or not. We can choose to stay in the angry, upset energy, just like I did in the example I gave earlier. And just so you know, when you don't make a conscious choice, then the subconscious holds the power. And it's always going to hold on to the anger because it has no direction to do something different. And feelings are energy. When we're upset, those feelings are powerful energy. And as a result of being our strongest feeling of the day, that's the energy we manifest from. That's the energy we're a magnet for. More angry, upsetting experiences. Now you understand how creation begins with the energy of a thought, and that shifting into the energy of the joy of receiving what you want supports that creation energy fired up by your thought. And that staying in love or above energy as much as humanly possible makes the manifestation of what you want inevitable. Now, the feeling of the energy behind your thoughts and words create the experiences of your life. Now, I'm going to say that again. The feeling of the energy behind your thoughts and words create the experiences of your life. Now, say this out loud to yourself. The feeling of the energy behind my thoughts and words create the experiences of my life. Do you feel the resonance of that? In the beginning of chapter 3, Florence talks about the man and his daughter who made the opposite laws for themselves. The father saying, "I always miss a car," while the daughter said, "I always catch a car." The father's words held the feelings of the energy of disappointment and created over and over again something he did not want, while the feeling of the energy of the daughter's words created a feeling of elation, happiness, success. The energy behind the daughter and dad's words created their reality through them. And this is a perfect example of the subconscious dictating the energy of creation. Because had the man's consciousness been in control, he would certainly have chosen a higher outcome for himself. Typically, this is our habit. We say and think words that create a reality that we really do not want, using words without conscious recognition of the energy that they hold. So right now, let's look at the energy of our words and get really clear on their vibration. So let me ask you this. In the past few weeks, have you made this statement? I'm tired. And what about these power nuggets for creating negative outcomes? I'm lonely. or I'm tired of being broke. I can't afford this. I hate my job. Or that female standby, I'm fat. Have you said or thought any of these statements? They all hold negative, less than love energy, and they're just as powerful as positive statements. The next important question is, did you catch yourself saying them? The key to changing this negative, low vibratory path is to realize you're using negative thoughts and statements and identifying the energy and shifting out of it into something better. So before we go any further, I want to address the I am energy. The energy of I am is very, very powerful. Beginning a statement with I am claims whatever comes after the I am. Now we know that words are energy. So when I say I am, we claim the energy of what comes next. So let's look at the energy of what comes after the I am. First, let's look at words that hold less than love energy. When you say I'm tired, you feel even more tired than you did before you said it. At least, I know I do. And when you say, I'm broke, that energy feels just awful. And saying it or thinking it claims that energy. Now let's look at words with positive energy. And here's an example. When Jessie was in elementary school, I'd pick her up when school would let out. And I remember when she was in the fifth grade, she'd get into the car and I'd ask her, how are you? And she'd answer, I'm excellent. Well, the first time she said that, I was surprised. There was so much energy behind her words, and that energy filled the entire car. And I felt my energy shift into a higher state. I felt a smile come across my face. And every day I'd pick her up and ask her that same thing, and her answer was always, I'm excellent. I loved that answer. She was feeling the powerful energy behind her words, and her words moved me to a higher, better place, and it felt really good. So let's look at that energy and the energy of some other similar words. I'm excellent. What about I'm fantastic? I'm magnificent. Can you feel that energy? Now let's look back at that less than love energy. I'm tired. I hate my job. I'm broke. The universe doesn't understand the word not, so I want to cancel and correct all of that. The universe doesn't understand the word not, and we use it in contractions all the time. For example, I don't want a cold. Look at the energy of that statement when we say, I don't want a cold. Our energy immediately goes to the discomfort of experiencing a cold. And we actually shift our energy out of being healthy to the energy of what it feels like to experience a cold. And because we really don't want to experience a cold, we rev up that energy with our distaste for the cold. And the universe simply matches energy to energy. What it recognizes is the energy. And the energy we radiate out to the universe when we make statements like, I can't afford something or I don't want something, is very powerful because we're in so much resistance of not wanting to experience the situation that we powerfully create it. The reality is, we're tuning into the exact energy that we do not want to create more of in our lives. And when you catch yourself saying something or thinking something, being in the energy that you do not want to be in, stop what you're doing and use your tools to shift it. Now, I want to address the statement, fake it till you make it. Now, when we set our intention to create something that's nowhere in sight, some people may look at this energy shift to be faking it till you make it. But the reality is, You don't want to fake anything. You really want to shift your energy into whatever it is that you wish to be. Faking it is saying what you want and affirming what you want without the energy of what it would feel like to have what you want behind it. To create something new or different, to create something better, to transform the current life you have now into something so darn awesome that you love getting out of bed in the mornings only requires one simple step. Expand your consciousness and awareness into the energy of what it would feel like to be, do, and have what makes your heart sing with joy when there's no sign of the changes you wish to make in sight. If you want a new job or to create your own business, then shift your energy into what it would feel like to have that new job or to have your own business. If you want to move to a new house, then shift your energy into what it would feel like to move into that new house. If you want a loving relationship, then shift your energy into what it would feel like to have that loving relationship. If you want more cash flow, then shift your energy into what it would feel like to have increased cash flow. Faking it would be wanting and affirming a new job or business, but focusing on how much you hate the job you have, or focusing on the despair you feel at not having a job or your own business, instead of shifting into the energy of what it would feel like to have that new job or business. Faking it would be affirming and wanting to move to a new house, but focusing on feeling stuck because of money or ability to move, instead of shifting into the energy of what it would feel like to move into the house you love. Faking it would be wanting and affirming a new relationship, but focusing on how you do not have a loving relationship, instead of shifting into the energy of what it would feel like to have a loving relationship. Faking it would be wanting and affirming increased financial flow, but focusing on how broke you feel or how little money you have, instead of focusing on what it would feel like to have more money than you can spend. If you have trouble shifting your energy around money, keep in mind that what you want money for is what it buys for you: freedom from obligations, vacation, new home, new car that runs, clothes that are stylish and fit well, great food. Shift your energy around money to what it would be like to have what money buys for you. Now, we've explored how everything is energy, and that each day you choose, whether consciously or subconsciously, what energy you vibrate and manifest with. Remember, you're always manifesting, always. Question is, what energy are you manifesting with? Make your conscious choice a good one. This completes Module 11. Now go to the worksheet.